You know, I don't know what we were thinking that night. All we knew is we just had to get out of there before it was too late. And we ain't sure what time too late was going to be. So we were on the road driving, not really sure where to go. The thing about the roads, you know, is they carve up this town like scars. The freeways are a chasm that divide the neighborhoods like a surgeon's scalpel. Drive, that was all there was to do. The road can be hypnotic. The asphalt pouring under you. She was in the passenger seat, head nodding slowly down, drifting off into another world. Maybe it was the one they were going to. The sun glare splashed across the windshield. I pulled the blinder down, and still that wasn't enough. I had to kind of put my hand up, drive with one hand. Looked over at her. She was gone. Her smile told me she was in that different world already. So we were just heading out on the road with no place really to go. Just passing strip malls, strip joints, strip places, empty, broken, raped. The thing is, this town had died a long time ago, and we didn't know it. Now it's just a corpse. The only semblance that people had been here were their exhaust fumes leaving out of town. We were following them as they dissipated in the atmosphere. Kind of tough trail to follow. We were one of the last ones. The place had been set to be demolished. Big city like that is kind of a shame. It's a paradise at one time. Definitely a paradise. But then, like all paradises, Eden must come to an end. Someone bites the apple. God gets pissed off and kicks everybody out. We thought we'd hold on for a little bit longer. A rebirth, a redemption. It was the way station between heaven and hell. Purgatory. We should have called it purgatory. When it was heaven, it was a little well-known secret. Perfect. Life of sunshine. Just a little bit south of paradise. And then Fat Johnny and his boys came in and carved up the town. Started with their roads. Their asphalt, the broken white lines that hypnotize you, you pass over them. And it wasn't too long before Fat Johnny's two boys, Angel and Dean, turned on him. Fat Johnny's body was found, at least we think it was Fat Johnny. They never found his head, his hands. Of course then, there's a rumor that his head is in the Natural History Museum. Example of prehistoric man. Now, Dean and Angel, they weren't much better. And they scarred the town more with some of their roads. People started to see that those roads were all heading out of town. So they took them. Marie and I, well, we never had much to do with Fat Johnny's mob or Dean and Angel, but we didn't have it too bad. Suppose you're part of the corruption when you're not objecting to it. It didn't affect us, so what did we care? They weren't our friends or our kids turning up dead on the alleyways, selling stuff. Yeah, we were in our little corner. But that corruption grows, and it has a hunger to devour everything. Yeah, I mean, if it's not affecting you, it's not going to bother you, right? I mean, that was our rationale. The only thing is, we never understood that there's a corruption in passivity. We just sat there, kept thinking things were going to get better. Somehow this whole story was going to have a happier, better ending. And our city would be healthy once again. I can see it moving on. It wasn't gradual. There was just one day she looked old. I didn't recognize her, that was the problem. She wasn't the person I married to begin with. It was like seeing an empty husk, where the corruption just eats you from the inside. And I knew she was scarred like those roads. I wonder if she thought I was. I have to confess, I didn't feel the same. I felt old too. I didn't recognize anything anymore. Couldn't even recognize my wife. This wasn't our home anymore. This wasn't where we belonged. So we knew it was time to go. We knew it was time to leave. So here we are on the road. The sunset is now gone. The night is around us. The city looks like a fire burning behind us. And we don't know where we're going. And we don't know where we're headed.